The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Okay, well, look, just looking at my screen, going mad again over housing. Let's go to try and get to some of them. Let's see, crazy system for buying houses. Oh, no, that's, yes, crazy system for buying houses in this country. Thousands of euros are added to the asking price and you've no way of knowing if the bids are genuine. That's Trish. She says, young people are being absolutely destroyed and codded when trying to buy a home. One just says, gazumped. I was recently gazumped on a house purchase at a very late stage after doing the survey. Contracts were with a solicitor and having potential buyers bid on my own house. An aggressive bidder came along with 100,000 more. I'm still in shock and a couple of thousand euro out of pocket as a result. This behaviour is very bad practice and it's bringing housing market back to the crazy days of the early 2000s. There's also people just querying about the proof of finance before purchase and what does that mean, and to maybe answer some of the questions, let's bring in Michael Dowling, financial advisor with more than 30 years of experience of Ireland's housing market. It's a roller coaster housing market. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Dervil.
Supply is the problem. That's what we're being told. It's just a simple problem of supply and demand. Is that the real story?
It is, unfortunately. I mean, currently, there's about 30% less stock available for sale than pre-COVID times. And there's a lot of people out there who want to buy. You've competing purchasers. So you've got, as you alluded to there earlier, first-time buyers. They're looking to get their first home. You've people trading up who want to buy. You've people trading down. And also then you've got the local authorities who are out there competing to buy properties. And you've got funds as well who are buying. So you've quite a number of people who are out there all competing. They've all got money. Some are cash buyers, like the local authority and the funds. Others require mortgage finance.
Well, can I just go in on that, Michael? Because obviously, you know, for years we were reading complaints about the mortgage restrictions that were applied by the central bank. We were saying this would act as a brake on people. But it seems like a feeding frenzy. And there can only be a frenzy if the money is there.
Yeah, well, look, we have the constraints of the mortgage rules. They've been there since 2015. They are being reviewed. There is a review taking place at the moment. But it's not a lack of mortgage finance that's causing the problem. I mean, people are getting mortgages. Now, I know some can't get access to mortgages, but those who are buying and those who are competing in this market out there at the moment, it's not a lack of mortgage finance that's preventing them from purchasing or buying. They have got loan approval. I mean, there are significant numbers of people who were not impacted by COVID financially. I mean, their salaries didn't change. They've saved more money, so they have more money to compete. But it's a very, very difficult situation. I meet it on a daily basis with clients. Their sheer frustration in bidding.
Michael, can I talk to you about the scale of the bidding? Like, we heard earlier from Michelle Burke, who's an auctioneer in Galway, kind of saying, you know, it's not unexpected to see 10, 15, 20, maybe even a little bit more on the uplift on your house when you sell it, and well done you, and perhaps that's what you get for your investment in. But when you're seeing people saying it's a 50, 70 or 100 grand or above, there's something not right, quite frankly, about that.
Well, it may have something to do with the asking price in terms of what estate agents are asking people to look at in terms of what the opening price is. But unfortunately, you know, from an estate agent's viewpoint, they can only assess what the market is prepared to pay. If then you've got competing purchasers and they're prepared to pay more, it's very difficult for the auctioneer to assess and say, well, look, I'm expecting 400,000 for this property, and it ends up selling for 500,000. That's the market, unfortunately, with competing purchasers
and
out there.
It must be a boom time for those auctioneers. What would be the average commission they'd get on the sale of a house?
Average commissions would be between 1.25% and 1.5% would be the commission earned for selling a property.
So if a house goes up by 100 grand or more, that's not doing too bad at them at all. Can I talk to you about, you know, the bank of mum and dad, which has always been an important part for some, obviously for not all purchasers. But, you know, back in the day, even in the crazy days of the Celtic Tiger, you know, the bank of mum and dad might have given you 10 grand, maybe 15 or 20 grand towards your purchase. Are parents paying much, much bigger sums to get their children and their dependents on the market?
I can say very clearly they are. I mean, I would say every first-time buyer I'm arranging a mortgage for is getting a gift of some description from their parent.
What's the largest gift you've seen?
Yeah, and the gifts are not 10 grand. They're 50 grand, they're 100 grand, they're 200 grand, and I've instances of 300,000 in terms of the gifts that are being made payable to sons and daughters.
You used to be able to buy a house for 300 grand.
I appreciate that, yeah, no question of it, but to me, this is one of the influencing factors in relation to what's happening house prices that hasn't been recognised in the market. I mean, obviously, we can see it when we're arranging a mortgage for clients. We have to show their balance of funds in where is the balance between the mortgage and the purchase price coming from. So clearly, we can see where a gift is involved in the purchase. But there's no doubt that parents are certainly prepared to give money to their children to allow them buy now rather than, as some would say to me, rather than give it to them when we pass away. I prefer to give it to them while they can use it now. But definitely the influence of parental gifts is very significant in what's happening with house prices at the moment. No question of that.
What about also just the influence of the pandemic in the way we want to live, how we want to live? You know, you might have been grand in an apartment, but this, I think this period we've enjoyed makes us want to have more time, space, and they want to get out. Is that adding, I think, a bit of pressure on the type of homes that people are looking for?
Yes, there's no doubt. Like, there's two influences there in relation to the pandemic. One is, yes, people, let's say, who are renting in an apartment and they were sharing a kitchen table with one or two people trying to do their work from home, and that became very claustrophobic. And for some of those, it meant that they want, that they're buying now earlier than they expected in their life cycle. So you've got people like that who probably would have stayed in an apartment a bit longer, now wanting to get out and have somewhere where there is more space. They're looking at buying a property that has a room that can be used as an office. Like, people just don't want to be sharing kitchen tables in doing their work from their family home. So that in itself, and then obviously you've got people who don't want to live in Dublin. They've decided that, look, I can work remotely, so I'm not going to be living in Dublin. And then that's had the knock-on effect of prices down the country.
And
are rising at the same levels as they are in Dublin.
There's some people sending us messages, Michael, saying, where are the banks in relation to valuation? Why are banks giving mortgages for properties that we all know are not the true worth? If the banks only gave mortgages for the true value, then there would not be this frenzy. Valuers are not being honest and therefore not reliable. It is a delicate art, I suppose, the art of valuing. Is that a fair comment?
I think that's a bit disingenuous, to be fair, in relation to valuers. I mean, the valuer can only value the property based on what the market is today. Like, they cannot predict what's going to happen in the future. And to be fair to any valuer, when they go out to value a property, they will cross-reference properties that sold in the area over the previous 12 months, and equally they'll be conscious themselves of what's happening within the market. But no, I don't think, to be fair, valuers are not the issue. I mean, they're part of the process in getting a mortgage, that the property has to be independently valued. But they're not contributing to the problem. It's just
then a function of the market. Michael Beer, just getting so many more messages. I'm going to have to let you go. That is Michael Dowling, financial advisor. And if you find any parents out there who want to adopt me and give me a 300 grand gift towards house purchase, you can let me know. But listen, thank you for chatting to us this afternoon, and we are going to take a very quick break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.